United States and Ukraine last night signed a deal on the joint exploitation of its energy and mineral resources after months of tense negotiations. The initial agreement was due to be signed in February, but fell apart following a heated exchange at the White House when Donald Trump accused Volodymyr Zelensky of gambling with World War III. A reconstruction investment fund to spur Ukraine's economic recovery from the war with Russia is included in the agreement. The Kremlin has not yet responded to the deal. Joining us now is James Waterhouse, BBC News Ukraine correspondent. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do we know about what is in this deal?
It looks like Ukraine has somehow battled a few concessions out of the US. It seems, if you look at the wording, there are a few things that leap to me. Firstly, both countries talk about strategic alignment. Secondly, Washington refers to the war as Russia's full-scale invasion, adding that no country will profit from this joint venture. That is a climb down from the warming of language we've seen between the US and the Kremlin. And there's also, I think the most important line in this deal is that America will provide, would provide future security aid, military aid, in return for increased profits from this joint investment fund. There are sticking points around its governance. You know, previous versions have been steeped heavily in Washington's favour. But I wonder whether this latest draft, which has now been signed, is a reflection of the US seemingly running out of patience with Russia as it pursues a full and unconditional ceasefire. And I think for Ukraine, albeit without concrete security guarantees, this keeps America by its side at the table, and it could well turn into something more.
Was the future US security assistance, was that a crucial sticking point for the Ukrainians?
Well, more for Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump had been labelling this inaccurate $300 billion figure for previous American aid given to date. And this was a President Zelensky red line saying, look, not a single cent will be used to pay back what is perceived as a debt. What we were given by America, by the previous Biden administration, were grants. They were not loans. But it seems that you've got the White House framing this as America getting something back. But I think crucially for Ukraine, it paves the way for it to receive air defense systems and possibly more. And if you've got American aid, military aid, armored vehicles, ammunition, missile launchers coming over the border from Poland, it keeps it in the fight until some kind of sustainable peace deal can be reached. We are some way from that, but it at least gives Donald Trump, I think, some kind of business model, some kind of commercial return when it comes to the thorny subject of supporting Ukraine.
How crucial was the meeting between Donald Trump and Volodymyr Zelensky at the Vatican to getting this deal done?
You wonder, don't you? I mean, the politics has a funny has funny moments of theatre, doesn't it? And you wonder when this brokered meeting before the funeral of Pope Francis in St. Peter's Basilica, where the two presidents sat opposite each other, was it the moment when President Zelensky said, look, we need you. Russia is playing you along. I think that message seems to have landed. Donald Trump said immediately afterwards he suspects Moscow is, in his words, tapping him along when it comes to its own appetite for peace. Perhaps Donald Trump said the other way. He was asked about this. He said, look, I told him to sign this natural resource agreement. So you cannot rule it out. We don't know what was exactly said between the two men. But when you consider the shouting match, the hostilities of the Oval Office in February, and then that moment between the two leaders then in the Vatican, you wonder how that has taken us to this point. It is a turnaround. I will characterize it as that, a turnaround in Ukraine and America's relationship. But there are still glaring questions as to how a peace can be delivered in the future.
Peace talks at the Pope's funeral. James Waterhouse from BBC News, thank you very much for that.